Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Matt Popchak here with Pittsburgh Power head coach Chris Siegfried. First of all, Coach, it's been a long time since we talked. A couple things have happened since then, and we'll get into that. But first of all, how's the summer? How's the offseason been going? And what have you guys been up to since the inaugural season ended?
Offseason's going good, Matt. We're just busy recruiting, trying to get our guys re-signed from last year's team. About a week away from free agency.
Today you re-signed Mike Washington, and for those who follow the Arena Football League and maybe don't know, September is the period in the league calendar during which these things typically happen. It's the assignment period. It's when teams pick who they want to have back for the approaching season, and I'm sure that period brings with it some tough decisions here and there, but this particular decision, I would imagine, had to be a no-brainer.
Yes, absolutely. To re-sign Mike Washington is definitely a no-brainer. He had a great rookie season, and we're excited about his future with the Pittsburgh Power and hopefully help him get an opportunity in the NFL next year.
Right, and, you know, as a coach, when all else fails, you put the ball in the hands of your best player, and I think there was sort of a universal sense of confidence, not just coming from the fans last year, but from the people on the Pittsburgh Power side of the bench whenever the ball was in Mike Washington's hands, and I'm sure they're going to feel that again when the new season starts.
Well, he was certainly our most productive receiver this past season. He really grew as a receiver. When I say grew as a receiver, that's relating to the arena game. And in our last game of the season when we started rookie Bill Stoll at quarterback Pitt, you know, we came in, we were in some clutch situations, some fourth down and third down and long situations, and Bill literally threw a jump ball to Mike Washington on two different occasions, and he skied up over multiple DBs to make the play. So, you know, Mike is a special player. He's a great person on and off the field, and quite difficult to cover. You know, some teams try to cover man-to-man, and they lost that matchup. So
right.
We're looking for even bigger and better things out of Mike Washington this year. They say your biggest improvement comes from year one to year two. And if he's got a lot of improving to do, that's going to be scary for the rest of the league.
It certainly seems that way. And we're talking with Pittsburgh Power head coach Chris Siegfried. And you mentioned recruiting other players, and I'm going to delve into that in a second. But it should not be overlooked that another player was formally brought back today, defensive back Brian Williams, who joined the team sort of late in the game last season, but did contribute a little bit here and there. Can you talk a little bit about him and why you brought him back and what maybe you look for from him in 2012?
Well, Brian Williams is a guy that we worked out before the season started. He was on our short list of players to pick up. He signed in another indoor league, which, you know, prohibits him from playing in our league last year until his season was over. Once his season was over, we picked him back up. He played two games, and we really felt like he did a great job for us. He's a big physical DB. He played at Akron. He's been in an NFL camp, and we like what he brings to the team. And we look for him to take on more of a leadership role in that secondary this year, and we're excited about him as well.
Right, and the secondary really is something, an aspect of the team that looked really strong at the beginning of the season, but seemed to take a step backward. I know Carlos Campbell was a big part of that, and he got hurt, and then Royce Adams, of course, went to the UFL. So I would think that the more insurance you have as far as that part of the team goes, the more depth you have there, certainly the better off you're going to be.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we were devastated with injuries last year. At one point in time, we had 13 guys on injury reserve at the same time. You know, started five different quarterbacks over the course of the season. So, if we would have stayed healthy last year, our record would have improved. And,
right.
And that's definitely a factor as to why our defense struggled a little bit and why our offense struggled at times. But obviously, we want to, you know, stay healthy this year, and that's going to go a long way for getting us more wins and getting us that East Division crown that we aim to get this year.
And in that very last game, you end on a positive note. You beat Philadelphia in Philadelphia, and I remember Brian statistically had a big game that night, several tackles, a few pass deflections. So it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately business, and guys who make a good impression at the end of the season obviously are going to be in a very good spot for next year.
You're right. You know, a lot of guys took it as an audition for the next season, which is what they should have done. Some of the guys, you know, maybe were in cruise control after that Cleveland loss, really after that Orlando loss. Some of the guys kind of mentally shut it down. And, you know, those are the guys that are not going to be invited back next year. We're not looking for guys that are going to give up on a season. We're looking at guys that love Pittsburgh, want to play for the Pittsburgh Power, and can see the big picture, the opportunity that this, you know, playing for the Pittsburgh Power is going to bring to them. And Brian's one of those guys that took great advantage of an opportunity. Played very, very well against Philadelphia, as did our entire team, including Bill Stahl.
Yeah.
And we fully expect to get Bill Stahl back here very shortly. So, you know, we're excited about the direction the franchise is going. We're going to improve on what we did last year and really get that Console Energy Center rocking even more this year.
On a side note, can we expect to see maybe more from Bill this year? Or is the team still going to stick it out and make Bernard Morris its number one quarterback?
Well, yes, you should expect to see more from Bill Stahl this year. And no, Bernard Morris will not be coming as our number one quarterback this year. Our quarterback position is going to be a very competitive dogfight in preseason camp, and we expect Bill Stahl to be a large part of that and battle it out and see where the chips fall.
Talking with Pittsburgh Power head coach Chris Siegfried for just a couple more minutes here. And like I said before, I do want to get into recruiting a little bit. You had mentioned it, and I said that we would get back into that. And if I'm a prospective Arena League player and I look at Pittsburgh, I see, you know, a new team in a city that, as it is just sort of football crazed in general. You know, you have a cutting edge practice facility there on the south side that's used by the NFL and a Division I team, and you get to play in a state-of-the-art new facility, like a relatively new facility, I should say, like Console Energy Center. So from your point of view, I can't imagine asking the average player to come to Pittsburgh is a particularly hard sell, is it?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I think Pittsburgh offers more than any other team in our league as far as what we bring to the table with facilities, ownership. You know, the brand-new Console Energy Center, our management, our ownership really does things the right way, and having a Hall of Famer like Lynn Swann as a guy for these young players to turn to is something that I don't think anybody else has. And practicing that UPMC indoor facility, I mean, nobody has what we have to offer in Pittsburgh. And add to it the fact that, you know, Western PA is arguably the number one place for high school football in the world. I know that might get the people down in Texas a little bit upset, but a lot of Hall of Famers came out of Western PA. So it really is a very attractive place for these young players to come to and for them to continue their playing career and maybe get looked at by the NFL or the CFL.
Well, you made some friends in Western Pennsylvania with that remark. Let's just put it that way. On the recruiting front, though, I know that you and I, when we talked at various times last year, you had mentioned that you guys were looking at players in various leagues, even some that maybe had at least a modicum of NFL experience. And based on what I've heard through the grapevine, it sounds like there are a lot of players out there who would be amenable to coming to Pittsburgh in 2012 and playing for the Power. So can you just sort of give us an update on that and sort of speak to that and how things are going there?
Well, we're definitely trying to get, number one, a good core of our players back from last year. We're also targeting a lot of arena veterans. There's a lot of guys floating around out there that have ties to Pittsburgh, whether they're from Pittsburgh or you know, from a nearby city in eastern Ohio. And so we're definitely targeting experience this year. We had a lot of young rookies, and those guys grew up on the fly. There's a lot of excited veterans out there that are free agent types that are new to the game that we're going to target as well, guys that have been recently released from the NFL camps. Those are guys that are very high on our list as well. So the quality of play is going to be better this year than it was last year, and I thought it was pretty darn good in our inaugural season. And, you know, to kind of touch on a little point back on Western PA, I got to throw this out at at you because since we re-signed Mike Washington and we fully expect to get Josh Laback pretty soon, a couple of Alex Quipa guys.
Excellent.
I've got a nephew that plays at Elwood City. Now, we kind of have a little running bet that Elwood's going to beat Alex Quipa. Now, of course, people go here then and say, you know, Elwood never beat Alex Quipa. And I understand that. But my nephew's team's pretty good this year. They're going to beat Alex Quipa, and I'm going to force Mike Washington to wear some Alex Quipa gear the following week or maybe in the camp or something. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, watching high school football on Western PA is exciting in itself. And, you know, I'm looking at all those kids now because I know 4, 5, 6 years from now, they might be playing for us at the Power.
Well, Alex Quipa is the team to beat or consider the team to beat in its own classification. But speaking as someone who also covers high school football here in Western PA as another part of my job, Elwood City is a team on the come, so I could. It's not outside the realm of possibility. I'll put it to you that way. But in the meantime, Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time, and I guess we'll see you at open tryouts in South Point on October 1st, if not sooner.
Sounds great. And for those guys that you know think they have what it takes to play for the Pittsburgh Power, get on our website, PittsburghPowerFootball.com. Sign up for the tryout. The entire coaching staff should be there, and I'll definitely be there. And, you know, we found Mike Washington at open workout. Now, granted, we kind of knew who he was ahead of time, but he came to that open workout, killed it, and got signed, and obviously was one of our best players, if not our best player this past season. So anything's possible.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time.
You got it, Matt. Take care.